It's time for the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. Grab your coffee, your Bible, a pen, and your journal. It's time to be encouraged. And now here are your hosts, Terry and Melissa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I can't see a thing.
Not a thing.
Well, and so good morning. It is Total Solar Eclipse Monday. Monday morning motivation as well. I'm sorry. I got to be able to see because I'm trying to run things here. We're so glad you've joined us. It is the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. And we are happy to be here with you all on this Monday, April 8th, 2024.
It's Total Solar Eclipse Day, and we would not even think of starting this day without our eclipse glasses, not because we can't see each other, which we cannot see anything, but because you're shining so bright for Jesus that we need the glasses. How about that?
That's right. That's right. And we don't know you're here unless you let us know. All right.
And by the way, no matter where you're watching, whatever venue, YouTube, Facebook, the website, podcasting, we want to hear from you. We want to know you're on. We want to give you a personalized hi there and hello. We want to know what you're drinking in your cup this morning. So here's the scoop. Type in your chat box. Just say hi. Let us know the city and state you're tuning in from. Let us know if you're in an area of totality for the eclipse today. And please answer still this very important question this morning. What is in your cup? That's right. We want to know what you're drinking on this total eclipse day. It is all about things astrological. Is that
astronomical?
Right? Astronomical. Yeah, astrological.
No astrology here. Sorry. Not today.
Just how about we ever. Just keep it about Jesus, but yet the moon and the sun
he's
are going to do their thing. Yeah,
he created it all.
He's outstanding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I shouldn't use big words. It's just dangerous. So let's jump over to the chat box and say, hey, 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 good morning, Lynn from Action Safety Supply in Oklahoma City. Love you, sweet sister. Great praying with you this morning. Love you so much. Also, I bet she's drinking Dunkin' Donuts with honey. Lynn, tell me if I'm right. Robin says, good morning from Fort Knox. She's drinking Macamaniac. Woo!
Yay.
With half and half. That's my favorite flavor from Bones Coffee. Love you, Robin.
Good morning
from the guy who sleeps through safety briefings in Kentucky. Otis, that's so not safe.
Yeah.
Hey, Destiny, the happiest gal in Texas. Love you so much. The
morning,
joy
Destiny.
Of the Lord is her strength, and it shows.
We love you,
Destiny. So good to see you.
Yeah.
Monica, good morning in Omaha, Nebraska. She says, this get together always makes Mondays better.
Yeah.
We think it improves our Mondays by leaps and bounds. Thanks,
that's
Monica,
right.
for being with us.
Yeah,
Lynn says she's excited to be in the path of the eclipse today.
Wow, hallelujah. Very cool. Yeah.
Otis says he's looking directly at Robin's cornea. Corona. Man, I'm struggling already. Corona today, Otis. Don't type big words on there. I'm going to get in trouble.
Oh, man.
MK says, hi from just down the street here in Shelbyville, Kentucky, having a big tall glass of Lipton iced tea. Pastor Bobby Patton in the house saying, good morning. Good morning to you, buddy. Chris Beck is drinking Starbucks vanilla roast, and we're too cute. Thank you. Thank you. We had to have our glasses on. Baylor has a pair. Hers are different. We all three have different, you know, colors on our glasses or whatever. Hers are purple, and we're going to do it today. So let me know, what percentage of totality are you in today? We are in 98%. So if you're in the Louisville, Shelbyville area, like we are, you're going to be also in 98%. That's how much we are going to see covered is 98%.
Yeah.
Now, we have some friends that are in southern Missouri, in northern Arkansas. My sister and her family has traveled. Pastor Eddie Wheeler and his family has traveled down there. Our friends Warren and Carolyn are on their way down there so that they can be in an area of totality. How fun is that? If you're traveling today or if you're in an area of totality, I want to hear from you. Our friends Matthew and Mike Morris are over at Evansville, Indiana. We are 2 hours from an area of totality. That's why we're at 98%, honestly. We're very close.
Yeah.
I think Taylor and the girls are very close to totality, but not completely in totality.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's jump back over to the chat box. My favorite little guy in the whole wide world is on. That's right. Jed Parker Wright in the house. Mimi loves you, Jed.
Hey, buddy.
I'm so happy to see you and your mama. I love you, Taylor. I love you, Brett. I love the Wrights in Lexington. Dustin May in the house. He says, blessings from Hiawatha. I have black silk in his cup. So happy to have a new relationship with our Lord. Hallelujah and love
Amen.
You guys, buddy. I love your renewal in the Lord. I love your testimony. I love his faithfulness in your life, Dustin. You make Jesus look real good, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
And also, I love that you drink black silk. Folgers black silk is one of my
favorites.
Yeah. And guess what? Lynn said, I'm right. She's drinking
yes.
Folgers with honey.
There you go.
A little heavier on the honey today. She woke up with a scratchy throat and a small cough. Well, we just pray your whole healing, fullness in Jesus today, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Master Pastor Yoda in the house from my favorite place in the universe, River City Hope Church. Heather and I are dropping off some stuff and headed to the job site next. The prayer room at River City Hope Church is my favorite place in the
yeah.
universe.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
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 I love it. Well, I'm so happy to see you, Ben and Heather Hill. I love you, oodles and bunches.
Yeah, we love you guys.
Okay, so Lynn says Oklahoma City is in 99% totality.
99%.
Yep.
Well, look at that map again, and you can see Texas. Okay, we got friends in Texas.
Yep.
Oklahoma, it's going to go across the southeast corner of the state. Northwest part of Arkansas.
Yeah.
Southeast Missouri.
Yeah.
Southern Illinois, you've
uh-huh.
got friends and family down there.
Yeah, that's where my family's from.
Yep. Now, in Kentucky, right across, let's see, Indiana,
yep.
you have...
Paducah is in an area
Paducah.
Of totality.
Yep. Evansville is really close. That's yep. where Mike and Matthew Morris are today.
Yeah, but they live in Owensboro,
right.
and Henderson, Kentucky is in an area of totality, isn't
yeah.
it?
It's real close, yeah, because it's right there on
it's
the river.
It's at Evansville.
On the border.
Mm-hmm.
And then up into Ohio, and look, it's going across where Columbus, right in that area.
Yep.
And
Columbus
so,
is, I think, maybe
right on the
just
edge
south.
Or,
I don't know. Maybe Taylor Toole, if you're
close.
On, tune in, let us know.
Yep.
Janice, good morning.
I was going to say.
Janice from Spring, Texas.
Yeah.
She's probably, Houston is probably in an area of totality.
Yeah, let me finish this map real quick because, and we'll come back to it again. That's okay. They said because of the weather, a lot of people are going to be in and out of totality to be able to see. But they said some of the best places are going to be up in New Hampshire and Maine up there. So I don't know if people have made the trip up there.
Well,
but,
if
you
not,
know, we
you
know
better get to driving real quick.
We know some people up there in Maine as well. So.
We do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Sorry
I don't
to
I don't
jump
know.
Back.
No, but. I'm the one that interrupted you, and I apologize.
That's okay.
I'm having glasses issues because I can't see you like this. Actually, I might do a better job if I am blind this morning.
Mine looks like a bandana.
Okay, so Otis says Wyatt is in Indy and he's in 100%. I heard there is a tremendous influx in Indiana. I heard there are people like over 80,000 people that are going to different areas of Indiana to see the 100%.
Texas is another big place.
Yes.
We'll hear from that in just a little bit. I got a little live clip
coming
off of Fox News that I grabbed this morning.
Okay, so we did hear, and because Ryan Hall, y'all, by the way, if you don't get your weather on YouTube from Ryan Hall, y'all, go follow and subscribe to him now. He is the premier weather guy. He'll keep you safe no matter where you are.
Are they doing a coverage today?
I don't know, but let me tell you what he said. He said partly cloudy skies in much of the area of totality, and so it's going to be a hit or miss with some of the cloud covering, so you know we may have to adjust a little bit, right?
Yeah.
We saw the eclipse in 2017. We were not in an area of totality, but we were so very close, and it was a very cloudy day that day. Do you remember?
I do remember.
It was
frustrating. We barely got just a little bit of a view as the clouds kind of parted for a moment, and actually got it on camera on my phone.
So Dustin says the Hiawatha is going to be 80 to 85%. You're probably pretty accurate there, Dustin. Now let's just talk about this. This is weather season. We're in storm season. You guys know in the last couple weeks we've already had some shady weather here in our area, especially. And we tune into Ryan Hall to get all of our up to date emergent weather or just upcoming forecasts. If you guys do not know him, you have to go to YouTube. Make sure you have a login and sign in on YouTube so that you can subscribe and get notifications so that anytime or day or night, if there's something going on, he's going to go live no matter where you are in the country, and he's going to help keep you safe. He says, don't be afraid, be aware.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared,
be
aware. Be prepared.
Be prepared.
And you have to know to be prepared. So he's your weather guy. He's also going to teach you a little bit about weather and meteorology. He also talks to you about things like this, the the phenomena that we're talking about today, the solar eclipse. And so he's just a general all-around great guy to know and follow on YouTube.
Absolutely.
What else have I missed here?
Let's see.
Lynn opted not to get the glasses. She's going to use the good old-fashioned hole punch in a pot. Postcard trick. It works even with cloud coverage. That's cool. That's great, Lynn. Good idea. Mm-hmm. Otis says, I was in total darkness till Jesus found me on the trout stream. Praise the Lord. Otis, thank you for making it about Jesus. Thank you. I want to make it about Jesus too. And I love that. I was in darkness too. And I'm so wonderfully grateful for his beautiful light.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Lots of love.
That's good.
Let's send some love.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, since we're also still talking about this, you're wondering if you're in the area of the path of the eclipse, where will it be during certain times of the day?
Yeah.
So let's see here real quick. This is the Texas is going to be starting to see it first, right?
Yeah, Texas first.
And so they're saying that the 118 miles is going to be the width of the path of totality.
Wow, that's pretty wide.
118 miles, yeah. And the speed of the moon's shadow is going at 1,668 miles per hour. To give you some reference, they say the space station is 1,700 approximately miles per hour.
Wow.
And it just floats across the sky pretty quickly. So you know how fast it's going to go. Duration of totality, 4 minutes, 22 seconds. And the time, approximately 1:42 this afternoon, Central Time in Texas.
Central Time, yeah. Okay.
So then we're looking at Kentucky, Illinois, and Indiana. Friends in the path there. 2:03 Central Time for that time of totality. And that's going to be about 4 minutes and 6 seconds.
That's actually Central Time, though. So listen, Eastern time zoners, Louisvillians, Shelbyvillians, it is at 3:00. I read 3:07. Terry says 3:03.
Well, this is just according to
But it's going to start an hour before that. Okay. Right. It starts at like, I don't know, 1:50 something. It feels like that's for Eastern time zones.
Yes.
So you guys make sure that you aren't looking at the sun without your glasses. Okay. Or use a card trick or the box trick. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it. Safe ways to view the eclipse. Also, make sure that if you have glasses, your glasses have the imprint ISO on them so that those are NASA approved. You don't want any tears or creases or broken glasses. It really can burn your eyes. It really can cause damage to your vision. Don't play around with that. Don't try to be cool and be like, yeah, I'm looking at it without glasses. Don't do that. Just be, you know, just be safe.
Our last one on the trip here is Ohio. We see it at about 3:12 Eastern time. Mm-hmm. So about 3 o'clock for just about everybody looking at it Eastern time anyway. 3 minutes, 3 feet, and 56 seconds.
Yeah, it's
112 miles across.
It's right about 4 minutes for the time of whatever it is for you, whether it's 98% totality or 85%. It's going to last between 3.5 and 4.5 minutes long. And then the hour before and the hour after, you know, as it's moving into place, in place, and then moving out of place.
Right.
So it's quite a long phenomena. Denise is in the house this morning. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning,
We're
Denise.
So excited and happy to hear about how River City Hope and the District of Kentucky did at TNT at Nashville Trevecca this week. So proud of you guys. Love you so much. Denise says she's drinking water and she has her glasses. Way to go.
That's good. TNT is a youth event.
Oh, sorry.
Just
yeah.
For those who may not know.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sometimes I just
They have
joke.
All kinds of competitions right. And all yep. kinds of cool stuff.
Drop down a little bit for me. I wanted to welcome James Carter. Welcome,
hey, buddy.
Welcome.
Good morning.
He says we should always look toward the sun. Amen, amen,
yeah,
amen,
yeah.
amen. Thank you very much. We totally agree. It's all about Jesus. Okay, so Bobby, he asked what time we'll see it in Louisville. And so let me just give you my little, here's my education according to what I looked up on the interweb. Here it is. All right, guys. This event starts in our area, Louisville, Shelbyville, Kentucky, about 1:49 p.m.
We'll start to see it happening.
We'll start to see the moon move in place of the sun at about 1:49 p.m. Eastern time. And then at maximum, which means the 98%, it's 0.980 magnitude, which is 98%. It's going to happen between 3:04 and 3:07 being the time of totality, and then it lasts 4-ish minutes. And then it begins to wane out, and it's over at 4:23 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah.
So does that help you, Bobby? It's a time block. It's not just an actual time. It's a time block.
But the totality happens.
But you're going to start. You need to start looking at about 10 till 2, about 1:50 or 1:45.
For the next hour. So.
Yeah.
Because it'll be the total part starts happening right almost 3 o'clock.
And of course, Lynn says she had a total eclipse of the heart when Jesus met her. She turned around. That's good, guys.
Wow.
Yeah. And Otis says, please remember what your mom said. If you look at the solar eclipse without glasses, you'll go blind.
Yeah. Well, I know. That's
probably
true. I know. Yep.
Otis is a funny guy. Dustin says, back to work. Love you both in your
love
show.
You,
until next time. Blessing to you. We love you so much, Dustin. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah. Amen.
You're welcome, Bobby. I'm glad to help. I don't know anything, but you know, I know a man who can do anything. His name is Jesus. And also Google is helpful.
All right. So since we're in this mode right now for talking about the total solar eclipse, I did a little something special.
Ooh.
And it's something we haven't done in a while.
What?
Yes.
I love special.
Yes. So here, let's check this out.
Oh,
all right.
It's a joke day.
Yes.
Joke.
We're going to do a joke for the day, a joke of the day. Now, y'all don't have to put in any jokes right now, okay? This one's pre-made. This one's for you. This one is free. And it's all about today's solar eclipse. All right. So here's the joke. Hopefully this works out right, okay? Solar eclipse day. Today, April 8th, 2024. What kind of music does the moon like? No Googling. Don't Google. Just take a guess, okay? If you want to know, what kind of music does the moon like? Post your guesses right now, and that way we can see. What kind of music does the moon like? Solar eclipse day, 2024. And while they're doing that, a little bit of dancing music. You can do finger dancing. You can dance around the room, twirl on your keyboard as you're, no, not Googling, but putting in your answer. For what kind of music does the moon like? This is one of two jokes of the day. So we'll have one toward the end of the show. All right.
Wow.
So does anybody have a guess?
Robin says cheesy music.
Cheesy music?
That's
hey, that's a pretty good answer. I like that. That's a really good guess. Cheesy music?
Cheesy music.
Yeah, as the moon's made of cheese. We all know
cheese.
That. What kind of music does the moon like? Any guesses from you?
I'm going to go with Led Zeppelin. No, Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon?
Dark Side
of the
Moon.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Thank you.
That'd be one that Master Pastor Yoda would probably think of as well.
Yeah, he's in the know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Otis says the rites gospel music.
What?
The moon, I don't know if the moon has
Otis,
even heard of us.
You're
Come
so
on now.
Sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't get a squeeze, Otis, yesterday. I saw him from afar and I waved. And
oh, yeah. I hugged him on the way through.
I miss it when I can't. Oh, look, Andy Williams.
Mary Kay says a
moon
song
River.
Would be Moon River.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Bobby Patton
cool.
says solo music. Denise
solo.
Says holy music.
Solo.
Holy music. I get it,
holy.
Denise.
Oh, the craters? Holy
Absolutely.
Music?
Absolutely. Great.
Good.
That's a great guess. James Carter says swing moonlight serenade.
Moonlight serenade.
Oh,
see?
I love it.
Well, these are some great guesses.
Yeah. The kind that makes you spin right round, baby. Right round. Like a record, baby.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay,
right.
What is the answer?
Right.
I want to know.
So you want to know the answer? Okay, so here's the answer to what kind of music does the moon like? Neptune.
Oh, no.
You thought it was going to be something funny, didn't you?
Well, wah, wah.
Well, it's supposed to be here.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, I know. There you go. Neptune's the kind of music the moon likes. Okay.
All
right. So that
one's, says bark at the moon. Yeah. You know what? I honestly think some of our answers were funnier than the real one.
Yeah. Well,
can I say that without hurting
say that.
Your
no, I
jokey
didn't create
feelings?
It. I didn't
okay.
create it.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't my idea. It was just one I grabbed. So.
All right. Okay.
You know?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So let's see. Let's get back up here and let's put some music on. How
let's
about
do
this,
it. Right? Hey, Chad Barry, please pray for my dad, Larry. He is in ICU at Stormont Vale and struggling and needs God's grace and healing. Chad, by the way, great to see you, old friend. Wonderful to have you
Good
on.
Good morning, buddy.
Let's pray right now for your daddy. Father, I pray right now for Larry Barry in the name of Jesus for whole healing. Father, I ask that you would go into his ICU room by your Holy Spirit, and I pray that you would just not only touch his body, but open his spirit and his mind to your grace, Father, to your healing. Lord, I pray that you would flood that room and he could not help but know the presence of God has come upon him for whole healing. Father, it's so important that we first be spiritually healed unto you. The reconciliation from us to the Father happens because of your sacrifice, Jesus. So I'm praying right now that the gift of your redemption would be Larry's today, and he would choose and receive that. In Jesus' name, I pray his mind and his body would follow that healing and reconciliation. And we pray, believing in faith today, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Bobby. Pastor Bobby says, Chad Berry, I'm praying for you and your dad, Denise.
Thank you.
Also.
Thank
Good
you.
Good morning, Warren Kaufman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Warning, Warren. Warning.
Warren and Carolyn. Love you guys. Chad, thanks so much for your prayer request. It's an honor to pray with and for you. We consider that a great responsibility, and we absolutely are honored that you entrusted that to us. So thank you.
Amen. Amen. Lynn liked the joke, I'm thinking. She says, that's fantastic. She was talking about for the Neptunes. But
Lynn,
Otis.
Lynn's opinion on jokes is optional. What do you call it when it's not? It's conditional.
Conditional?
What?
What are you trying to say?
I don't know. I can't think of the word.
Hey, if Lynn's like me, I think I'm hilarious. And you probably think you're hilarious,
Lynn thinks she's hilarious, but Lynn sends me jokes like every other week. And
Lynn,
these are not funny.
I'd probably laugh at most.
Maybe
read them
I'm
to me
a
next
joke
thing.
Snob. Maybe read, that's the problem. You know, I'm a coffee snob.
Is there
snob.
Such a
Maybe,
thing?
I hope not. I don't want to be that way.
Well, and the joke earlier, in case you missed it, was what kind of music does the moon like to listen to? And the answer was Neptunes. But Otis gave a guess of whatever's playing at Denny's while eating moons over my hammy.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And, of course, Mary Kay did her own wah, wah, wah sound
for
the joke.
Yeah, there you go.
Know,
so, there you go.
I understand.
Wow. Well,
I get it.
Okay, so Warren and Carolyn are on the way to see the eclipse in totality. They live in Kingsville, Missouri. They're heading south so that they can catch the whole thing. Love that they're doing that. And you guys drive safely. He loves our glasses. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, buddy.
And Janice says, you know, the moon might like psychedelic music.
Well,
exceptional. Lynn says the word I was looking for to describe her joke skills was exceptional. That was not it. That was not the word, Lynn.
Exceptional or acceptable?
No.
What's the kind where you not exceptional like
subjective.
Great?
Subjective. There it is.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Subjective.
Okay.
There's no right or wrong answer, but.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Some of the jokes are wah wah. Okay. I'll
well,
just say it like
and
that.
And so Lynn says she's going to pass the joke on and make her boss roll his eyes with that joke.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Oh, I'm going to take my little
you
glasses off.
You are welcome.
Off. They're,
yeah, mine are kind of cutting
yeah,
into my.
Yeah, they're hurting the back of my ears a little bit because the.
Got a paper cut.
Because the. The ear things have them too tight against
well,
my
I
head.
Couldn't think of a worse place to have a paper cut than on the back
know.
Of my ear. Maybe.
I honestly don't know if these are acceptable for 2 or 3 hours worth of wear. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's cool, though, that they have the little date on the side of the...
Yeah, and they should have instructions. Your glasses should have instructions on the inside. And check this out. Make sure they have the ISO, okay, so that they're safe. So that they're safe for your use. Yep, mine has the date straight in the middle. Can you guys see that?
Back it up.
You back it up.
There you go.
See? Back it up, Tara. Back it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Monica says that the moon would listen to music that is out of this world.
There you go.
That's right.
Intergalactic.
That's right.
And it would be of astronomical proportions.
I pulled my hair out as I took that thing off, but my ear already feels better. So glory.
Yeah.
Now, just because we're not wearing them doesn't mean we're not celebrating the phenomena.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a worse place to have a paper cut? Like, where's the worst place to ever have a paper cut? Like, on your tongue?
Yeah, that's
why would you have it? Well, I guess maybe you're trying to open something.
Well, if you're licking envelopes or something.
Ooh. You guys remember that before they had the peel and stick envelopes? Maybe they still do have the lick and stick. But those things, you'd be licking envelopes all day and
when
get a paper
I was,
cut. You're right.
When I was in high school, I worked for my veterinarian. I was a vet tech, and Dr. Thomas was his name. And he would wet his finger under the faucet, and he would run it along those glue marks on the envelope because he refused to. That didn't go well because he refused to lick them.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I did work at a place that did the bulk mail, stuff like that, and they gave you a little sponge.
Oh, that's so smart.
And you dipped the sponge in
my mom had all the cool equipment at her desk,
I bet.
Mom had one of those pink sponges too.
Oh,
and it was
attached
a little bottle full of water. She just turned it
uh-huh,
over.
Uh-huh. There was a lady that worked there, and this was at I can't remember the name of this place. It was in North
Southwest Cajun.
Yeah, Southwest Publishing.
Publishing.
And she had like one on her finger. And she just wiped her finger.
Oh, that's so cool.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Funny
stuff. Good morning, Randy, our Canadian friend.
Good morning, buddy.
Good to see you this morning. We bless you in Jesus' name. Yeah. We're doing well. How are you?
I wonder, Randy, are you in an area? I can't remember.
No.
Is he in Ontario? What part of Canada are you in? And are you going to be in somewhat close area of the path? I think it cuts east before it gets to Canada.
Warren says, paper cut on tongue, licking offering envelope. That's
licking
a good
your
one.
Offering envelope.
See,
okay.
But the Lord will heal that one because of your faithfulness.
That's right.
Right?
That's
you
right.
Think, is that true?
Okay, I
don't know.
So.
It's probably not good theology. Just forget I said that.
Hey, what's in our cup this morning? You asked everybody else what was in theirs.
Oh, I meant to bring it in. We're drinking Hawaiian coconut today by the Coffee Beanery.
Yeah. Coffee Beanery. Look at the little mug shot. We haven't
I'm keen on. He's in Ontario.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm just not sure if that's where you're going.
What do you mean? Where
like
are you
this?
Going?
I was forward.
I'm here. I'm here for the duration
right.
of this
Three,
party.
3, 2, 1. All right. We haven't done a mugshot.
All right. Listen to me. Listen to me on this. I am into all things KY right now.
Kentucky.
Yep. All things Kentucky. Had to get my Kentucky cup out today. Can I tell you why? Do you want to know the secret on why I'm in all things KY today?
Why?
I have a new addition to my side hustle business called Cliffa and Geneva's.
Oh, yeah.
We are expanding our business into ready full press garments. We are doing t-shirts, long sleeve t-shirts, crews, hoodies, zip hoodies, hats, not just embroidery, but now we are doing bulk t-shirts, custom t-shirts, anything you want and need. We've expanded our garment business. Cliffa and Geneva's is so excited. Watch the website. So very, very soon will we start having some great offerings. And one of the first things we're going to offer is we have a new Kentucky shirt. It is slick. I love this shirt. I'm so excited to be pressing this shirt. And so you guys are definitely going to want to check it out. You're definitely going to want to get one for yourself. It's going to be everything and more if you love all things KY. And guess what? I'm not going to leave your state out either. If you have a state and you want a state shirt, no matter where you are, let me know. No doubt we'll be doing up some Kansas shirts and some other things. And I'm really excited about this. This is your request. You wanted a Kentucky shirt.
Yes.
And you have a Kentucky shirt that I got the idea from.
Mm-hmm.
I love your Kentucky hoodie.
Yes,
and so we're expanding Cliffa and Geneva's into full press garments. So excited about this. This is not like vinyl pressed. This is what's called DTF, and it wears incredible. It will last longer than your shirt will. Like, the shirt will fall apart before your press does. So if you're a mama out there and you want a mama and mini shirt, we have mama and minis. We have Mimi mama minis. We have boy mom shirts. We have all kinds of stuff that's fixing to come out on the website, and you'll want to check back often. We will do custom shirts. So if you guys have maybe you have a family reunion this summer and you guys want family reunion shirts, hit us up. We can do it. Maybe you guys are taking a Disney trip this year. We are, and we are going to have custom Disney shirts every single day of our trip because we are just like that. And so if you want a custom Disney shirt, maybe you're going to Dollywood and Pigeon Forge. Maybe you're going to Branson and Silver Dollar City. Maybe you're going on vacation to the Dells.
Mary Kay said they just lost power.
Uh-oh.
I hope we don't.
I hope it doesn't cross the highway, MK.
Yeah, keep it on your side of town, would
That's
you?
That's right. So anytime you guys want Western shirt to match my hat, please. All right, Otis, send me some pictures. Because we are absolutely down with your custom shirt order. Okay? I'm excited about this. I can't wait to have some pictures for you and just some really great offerings.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
We're
Otis says, who needs
it?
An eclipse on Monday when the morning show is already a ray of sunshine?
Thanks, Otis. Thank you.
Hey, some fun facts about the eclipse. This will be the first total solar eclipse in the United States, in the continental U.S., in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one. 2017. That's when Mike Morris said he and Matthew, they had seen that at that time as well.
Hopkinsville. They went to Hopkinsville.
Of course, solar eclipse happens when the sun, the moon, and the earth are aligned. And that's what creates it. It only happens at new moon. right? The moon has to be between the sun and the earth for a solar eclipse to occur. Mm-hmm. And the only lunar phase when that happens is the new moon
phase. That's exciting.
Yep. Solar eclipses don't occur at every new moon. So there's a little bit of an exception. Totalities are different lengths that we've already talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if there's anything else here. Everyone in the continental U.S. will see at least a partial eclipse. That's what they're saying here. And I know that it's about totality. That's what all the people have been flocking to all the places for, right?
You know what I'm totally in?
What's that?
I'm totally in for Jesus.
Yeah,
totality.
Yep. And first contact is in Texas, if it matters. Yeah, you know?
First contact.
Yeah.
Makes me think of E.T.
There was makes me think of Star Trek. And first contact day was the other day. Just last week.
That's great.
Yeah. Mary Kay says their power should be back on in about 10 minutes. Ooh. That's what they've been told.
Wow. Okay. I hope that's
crazy.
The case.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Wow, wow, wow. Otis wants a small shirt so he can make Kentucky look good by hulking out of it. Otis, you're too much.
You want those seams pre-ripped or are you going to do it yourself, buddy?
Randy says he would like to order t-shirts and hoodies. We will hook you up, buddy. That sounds great. Yeah. That sounds great. Lynn, what a great idea. She needs heartstrings between Kansas City and Oklahoma City. See, I need heartstrings between Topeka and or Kansas City and Louisville.
Well,
so I
go.
Get that. That's a great idea. We'll have to do...
Like a map that shows
ready?
The states.
And are you ready?
Do something about
my
that.
My graphic designer sitting right here. This guy's so talented.
Susan Evans, good morning.
Good morning, Susan. Blessings to you today. Sweet sister from Topeka, Kansas. Love you and bless you in Jesus today. Glad
Amen.
To see you on. How much fun are we having?
This has been a fun day so far. We're already a half hour in.
I have been excited for about 48 hours about the Good Morning Show because I knew we were going to be all eclipse all morning. And I just think that's fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, let's see. Should we do?
Can I help?
Well, word for the day. We've got that coming up. I've got a little video clip to show that was on a little earlier this morning on some live coverage in Texas for the solar eclipse today.
Mm-hmm.
About a minute and a half or so of that. And then we've got some other stuff. Let's see. We've already covered a few little facts and things like that. You have shared with us, most of you, if you've told us whether you're in the path or not.
Yep.
Or if you have special plans to go outside today. We've talked about the times. Just in case you're just now tuning in, this is the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. And in this first half hour, we've already covered the path of totality, showed a map where it's going to be going across the United States. That's right here. And then also our fun little glasses and a little warning about if you're going out to look at it, either have some approved glasses or use the old postcard or box with a hole in it, whatever they did that, to put a shoebox and put a hole in it.
And look at it like backwards.
So we've covered a lot of stuff over this last 30 minutes. Even had a joke of the day about the moon. And so you'll have to go back and check that out. And you can do it on our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv.
Yeah.
How about that?
Check it out.
Yes.
And we'll also put a link on there to Cliff and Geneva's for those of you asking about designs for your custom shirts, whether you want embroidery or you want pressing or you want something standard stock or whether you want something super personal. We have it all.
We'll be adding those new designs here this week. So
this is our new,
Randy's asking.
This is the top secret, by the way, guess what's coming celebration that nobody knows about. But if you watch the Good Morning Show, you get to hear about those things first. So that's how you get to know.
Well, Warren's putting in his request. Warren wants a zipper hoodie with Romans 10:9, whole verse. 3 times on it, please.
No, 3X.
3X.
Size.
Oh, 3X.
Yeah, that's
not
okay.
Three times.
That makes me feel good because usually you have to correct me because I am not with it, but he is with it.
Sure, there you go.
And MK says it's been an exciting day so far. I agree, MK, it has been. I love that.
You like our little emojis, little bit emojis
there?
I do.
I think yours is doing yoga in the moonlight. What's up with that?
It's the only moon thing they had besides love you to the moon. They didn't have any eclipse bitmojis today, which is weird.
I had
to actually make yours because you were in your prayer call. And so I had to put you in there instead of me. And so I took out my little job. My little bitmoji there.
I love my rocket. That's great. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And so, you know, you have to kind of, just modify things and just go with it. And that's the only one I could see that had my picture with the moon that wasn't in the rocket ship. So,
wow.
You know,
wow, wow, wow.
Right?
Uh-oh.
Hey, real quick, let's do this because I think once we get into the word for our day.
I love that you missed that.
I'll watch it later on the replay.
It was up here.
At thegoodmorningshow.tv or on our YouTube channel.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you say? Let's do this real quick. Let's dip out of this and go into obviously, this is not the Christian news you can use kind of thing, but you can really put a spin on it if you want to. Actually, there's a part in this video where a guy says that, well, you'll check it out. This was on Fox News this morning, just some live coverage, and then we'll go to our word for the day. How about that?
Sounds great. Yeah.
All right. So here we go. Let's see.
Let's continue to listen in on Live Now from Fox.
Years of planning. It's all going to pay off today for many communities across North Texas as hundreds of thousands of people from around the world coming here to experience the eclipse.
Oh, the town of Ennis. How it has made this in the spotlight. It's Ellis County, south of Dallas. They're expecting 200,000 to experience more than four minutes of totality.
Sorry, the audio is not as loud as it could be.
Period of darkness. Paige Ellenberger live in downtown Ennis. Good morning.
Hey, Brandon and Lauren, good morning. And I know in my last live shot, I was speaking to Marty, the city manager, who said that hotels here in Ennis have been booked out for months. I actually found somebody who booked his hotel room a year and a half ago. Spencer Rakeley, thanks for joining us this morning. And I know your name is Spencer, but you introduced yourself to me as the astro nerd. Talk to me a little bit about what you do and what you've been doing since 1970.
Okay, the first eclipse I ever saw was 1970. I was a senior in high school. Me and a bunch of buddies got in a car, drove from Lancaster, South Carolina, down to Florence, South Carolina, and saw the most wonderful thing that we had ever seen in our lives. And that is what hooked me.
And you said it hooked you, and I said why. And can you explain, if I have never seen a total solar eclipse, I know some people that will be here in Ennis haven't either. What is that experience like?
A big black hole in the sky. It's the blackest stuff you've ever seen, with white, fuzzy looking things.
These are the people you get on the newscast.
From horizon to horizon, and there's a sunrise all the way around, 360 degrees, stars come out, and let me tell you what, it is a religious type of experience. It's kind of like seeing God.
Oh.
All right, so I gotta jump out there. I love this guy and his enthusiasm, and he calls himself the astro nerd.
Yeah,
but you know, it's the kind of people, like when a tornado comes through town. Well, it come from over the hill over there.
Okay, listen,
you know.
I have a comment about that. It is storm season, and so if something happens in your area and the news crews come, can I just give you a tip? Teeth and bras. Everybody, have your teeth in and your bras on. Nobody talks to the TV camera crew without your false teeth in and your support on. Okay, I don't care if it's inappropriate. Everyone needs reminded. Okay?
Well, it's kind of like a religious experience.
Now, knock it off.
Okay, sorry. I just love this.
He was
way he talks
super enthusiastic.
Yeah,
he was super enthusiastic. Yeah. I do wish that as many people are super excited about the eclipses, we were all this excited about Jesus every day.
Absolutely, and
would
that's
that
where
not
we. Can,
be,
that,
I mean, that could
that's
change
where we
the
can
world.
Turn this. Yeah,
you guys know. You could change the world with that kind of enthusiasm for Christ.
I mean, think about it. They said 200,000 people are going to be showing up in this small town of Ennis, Texas.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what the population of Ennis is, but they're making a big deal about it because it's going to explode the whole town apart. In a lot of places, it's happened that way. You saw some traffic on the highway online for Indianapolis or Indiana, and there was just, it's crazy. And like you said, if people would only just come in droves like that. Now, we know from reading in the Word that when Jesus made an entry somewhere in an area, once the news had gotten around, you couldn't hold the people back.
It's true.
And times have changed.
I wish it was the same. I wish we saw people by the droves just expecting Christ.
That's what we're praying for.
You know, that is our prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Monica said, wouldn't he be surprised if Jesus came at that moment?
Oh,
yes,
buddy.
I'll
tell you what.
Yes, Monica.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's right. Lynn says, you sound like Ray Stevens. Don't look, Ethel,
without your sunglasses on.
Oh, no, not sunglasses, your eclipse glasses.
Your eclipse glasses.
Your ISO approved.
Yeah. So Randy's saying, what's the word for today? The word for your day is where Melissa pulls out
MK
God's word.
MK says her power's back on. Praise the Lord. 1 Timothy 4. We're going to be in 1 Timothy chapter 4. I'm going to read verse 6 through verse 11. I'm just going to read to you the word of God and just give you a little insight today.
All right. Give us the verse again.
1 Timothy 4.
1 Timothy 4.
Verse 6 through 11.
6 through 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
The word of the Lord this morning. In pointing out these things to you, brethren, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, constantly nourished on the word of faith and of the sound doctrine which you have been following. But have nothing to do with worldly fables fit only for old women. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. For bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. It is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance, for it is for this we labor and strive, because we have fixed our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of believers. Prescribe and teach these things. Prescribe and teach these things. For it is this we labor and strive, because we have fixed our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all men. That's the call. The call is to fix your hope. The call is to fix your faith. The call is to labor and strive toward that which can save you, only Jesus Christ. There's no other way to the Father. There's no other way to eternity with Him. He is the door. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the light. He is the life. Only Jesus. And so here is my thoughts based on what we're reading today. If it's a trustworthy saying, and it deserves full acceptance, and we have this thing. Now, it doesn't say that disciplining your body is bad, because we need to care for our temple, okay? But it's saying it doesn't hold a candle to disciplining your spirit. That everything benefits, right? Bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things and holds the promise of present life and also the things to come. So here's my thought on this today. What if every conversation we had pointed to Jesus? What if we slowed our pace down, our words down? You know, you can slow down your thinking. And what if we are so intentional about proclaiming Christ in every conversation? What would change about us? I'm serious. What if we made every conversation about Christ? What if every conversation turns toward Christ? What if we point to Jesus in every interaction we have with every human being that we encounter today, and then we get up and do it tomorrow, and then we get up and do it the next day? What would change about us? What would change about the people we're talking and interacting with? If we pointed toward godliness, toward Christ, toward the truth of His word, because it holds that which is profitable for now and eternity. So what this word is saying is, if we point to Christ in everything we do and say, it profits us and the person we're talking to now and in eternity. There's nothing else that can profit your present and your future like Christ. But if we are not working and striving toward that which our hope is fixed on, the living God, what are we profiting? You see, I think, and this is not me speaking because I've made this manifest in my life. The truth is, this is a call from the living God for me and for all of us to slow down to the pace of Jesus, to where we don't have conversations and interactions and leave Him out of it. Listen, if you're a believer, if you've entered into relationship with Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit of the living God lives in you. And if the Holy Spirit of the living God lives in you because you are a believer in right relationship with Jesus, why would you carry around the power of the living God and ignore it? Why would you carry around the presence of the Holy Spirit, the living God, inside of you and ignore it and not make him part of every conversation and not make him part of every interaction? Because it's profitable for you now and in your future, and it's profitable for those you're talking to and interacting with now and in your future. Does that mean it's profitable for your spouse? If Terry and I speak to each other in a way that we're pointing towards Christ, it's going to profit both of us now and in our eternity. If we go to Walmart and the checkout gal or the checkout guy needs a little encouragement and we point to Christ and pray for them, it's profiting them and us now and in the eternity. Can we please understand that this is what the body of Christ is for? We are called to encourage not only each other in faith, the believers, the members, the family of God, encourage one another by pointing to Christ, but we're also called to do that with the entirety of the world. We are the vessels in which the Lord uses to reach the lost and encourage the family of faith. But if we're not pointing toward Christ in every conversation, how are we representing him? How are we being his ambassadors if we aren't intentional about introducing him in every way? Does that mean you preach a sermon every time you talk? No. Does that mean that you have to quote scripture every time you talk? No. It means that somehow, some way, the Holy Spirit will open the door in every conversation and interaction if we're slowing down and we're listening and we're intentional enough to hear him and repeat his words of life. I've really been set on this last week. It's been something the Lord's been stirring in me. What if every conversation pointed to Christ? Even the difficult conversations. What if we say, you know, I want to pray, and then we're going to talk, and everything is going to be uplifting to the Lord and uplifting to the body? What if we were so careful that we spoke of Christ in every conversation, never leaving the Holy Spirit out of the conversation? And what if we did this in such a way that honored the other person and honored the Lord? Well, then it would be profitable for us and for those we interact with now and in the future. That's what this word is saying. And I am convinced that this is the core of discipleship. This is the core of speaking life and spiritual parenting and mentoring one another so that we stay on the path of faith. There's too many things that try to derail our belief. But if we all interacted this way within the body of Christ to each other and outside to those who don't believe yet, what would change? I think everything. And so this is the word. Let's pray into this. Father, I pray today that we would not be in such a hurry to say what's on our mind, but to include your Holy Spirit in every conversation, every interaction, and point to you, Jesus. That we would not be people who are quick to say what we feel like and move on, but we slow down enough to say what you once said, to bring encouragement and love, to bring even correction in love in such a way where the honor goes to you, the honor goes to the other person, because we live in your kingdom and your kingdom is a kingdom of honor. Literally, what if we lived our life this way? Jesus, we need this reminder. Slow us down. Press us by your Holy Spirit to slow down and listen. Help us be so intentional in this. We pray because, Lord, we want to grow, we want to profit, and we want those to come to know you and grow and profit both now and in the future, in the eternity to come. And, Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. There's your word for the day.
Amen. 1 Timothy 4, 6 through 11. You know, I like this verse. I know I've heard a lot of people use it for physical fitness and spiritual fitness and all those kind of things. But, mm-hmm. you know, when we think about the core of what it entails, when we begin to start a new regimen, when we're going to say we want to get fit, we want to lose some weight, we want to get in shape, we think about, okay, well, I have to eat differently.
Yeah.
I have to think differently.
Yeah.
I have to be able to be intentional about what it is that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. All three of those things apply here.
Yeah.
I have to eat differently. What are you consuming? Are you consuming Archie Comics? Are you consuming what's on HBO, if that's still a thing, or whatever, or online?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about? Because they say that our thoughts become our actions, and our actions become our habits, and our habits become our attitude, and our attitude becomes our character.
Yep.
And so what are you consuming?
That's good.
And the third thing, are you being intentional about making these changes? So all of those things, just think about it like if you were going to go on a diet and you were going to change things. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle change, they say.
Amen.
Okay. So it's a lifestyle change spiritually as well. Easy to look at when we see see the similarities, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's good. What do you guys think?
Denise says, amen, intentional. Denise is fired up for discipleship right now.
Yeah. So amen for intentional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She wants to be intentional with her life and with those she speaks with. Pastor Doug Goforth, good morning. Great to see
good morning,
you from
buddy.
Eastland Park, Church of the Nazarene in Lexington, Kentucky. He says, come on, amen. Thank you, brother. And our sweet friend Megan Nicole from Kansas City. Great to see you on, sweet sister, this morning. Bless you and good morning to you.
Amen.
Yeah. I was going to say I shared last week that I've started a little reset with my physical life, not just my spiritual fitness, but I have really felt impressed to care better for my temple. And so I've been doing that.
Yes.
And my 30-day reset is going to be up Thursday or Friday.
That's good. 30 days.
Yep. Well, so I have a few more days to go before I bring in the total numbers from the first month, but I'm feeling great.
Well, statistically, they say it takes about 21 days to create new habits. So you're well on your way.
Yeah. I'm honest in admitting that it's probably not going to just stop at 30 days. I'm probably going to continue another 30, probably give it some more time. I'm feeling really great. Lost about 11 pounds so far.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's a slow process, but I'm pleased with that nonetheless.
Yeah.
I just feel the benefits are tremendous, but I will say that, you know, I'm trying to get my joints to feeling better because I've just put so much weight on my knees. I'm having a real hard time and I'm still feeling that. So I know I need to keep going for a while.
Yeah. Well, and as many of us know, as we get older, it's not as easy as when we were 20 or 30 or even 40, if you're past that age, to really make a comeback to changing our physiology because it's changing within us while we're trying to change the outside.
Yeah. The things that we did in our 30s to lose weight and get in shape, or I did specifically, are not working now because I have had some significant changes in my age and my body and my hormones and all those fun things. But the Lord has really, I think, led me to something that's helping me tremendously. I was very, what's called metabolically unhealthy. My metabolism was junk because I ate junk and I did not treat my body right. Exercise, none of that, you know? And so now I'm becoming, resetting my metabolic health and trying to become metabolically healthy so that I can have my body working optimally. And can I tell you, it's not a pill. I'm not taking a shot. I'm doing this through diet. And hopefully very soon I'll be adding more exercise into that. Still trying to get a little weight off so my knees don't hurt so bad so I can do a little exercise.
Yeah, it makes a difference. Mm-hmm. Well, Mary Kay is cheering you on.
Thank you.
She's saying, woohoo, Melissa, keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
And a big thumbs up there.
Thank you.
And Otis says the RN in your nose.
Well, right? It's important. Right? Mm-hmm. It's important that we do things that are safe also. And I think there's multiple ways for people to get healthy, but you know, it's so personal. Our bodies are personal. Sometimes what works for me isn't going to work for you and vice versa. So we have to be really careful about that. Otis says he's not sure which is stronger in him, that he has character or that he is a character.
That's
but
right.
He believes Jesus is working in him. And I believe
that's
it too.
So good.
And I think both is true. You
that's
are a
important.
Man of character and integrity, and you sure are a character. I think both is
that,
true.
That is, they both apply here.
That's
for
it.
Sure. For
that's
sure.
It.
Well, in case you're just joining in, this is the Good Morning Show
good morning.
With Terry and Melissa. We've been here about, 45 minutes or so, a little more. And we usually run about an hour. So if you've missed missed a big part of it, you can go back and watch the beginning of the show on our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv. You can also see previous episodes there, and you can find links to all of our podcast places where you can, if you listen to podcasts, you can subscribe, Apple and Google, Amazon, all the different places. And you'll find all those links on our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv. Thanks for tuning in with us today.
Amen, amen.
We haven't heard from our girls in Ohio.
No, haven't heard from our girls. Got to hear from Taylor Beth and Brett and Jedman, but have not heard from our girls. They're probably busy doing things.
Yeah.
all the things.
Yeah, and I see that there's lots of other people that are traveling and doing stuff today.
Yep.
So probably all this eclipse business got everybody out and doing things. And
it's
so
exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
So we're winding down here.
Yeah.
I promised another.
Well, let's hear it.
Another. Here we go.
Joke of the day number two.
All right, here
Let's
we go.
Hear it.
Let's see. Can you guess the joke of the day? No Googling. What does the moon?
How
does the moon cut his hair? How does the man in the moon cut his hair? Anybody got a guess? No Googling. Just take a guess. How does the man in the moon cut his hair?
That's harder than the first one.
It is. It is. And it came from the same source, so it may be just as bad. Actually, I think this is a pretty good one. It's very appropriate.
Okay.
For solar eclipse day, total solar eclipse day for people in the United States, April 8th, 2024.
Hey!
Yes. Hey,
my
good morning, Candace.
My sister in the house.
Yes.
Can't wait for some wonderful walks and talks when I see you this summer. I can't either. I love hiking with you, Candace. We're going to be back on the hiking trail soon, sis.
Yeah.
And Otis should know the answer because, or Terry says you should know the answer, babe, because, you know, you've cut your hair really well.
Hey, you know that scripture that says that God knows every hair on a person's head? I mean, he's got the easy math for me.
Or in their ears.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Candace, I didn't get to watch your movie yet, but my sister is in an area of totality. Is there a lot of people there? I'd love to get like an inside scoop on what it's like where you're at. Maybe give us the town that you're in, if you don't mind. I think my sister and I think that Robin and I think that Megan have answered your joke really well.
Yeah. They've gotten really good guesses here.
Yeah.
Let's see. Lynn is saying he gets some eclipsers.
Yep.
Right?
How does the moon cut his hair?
How does the moon
Robin says
cut
eclipsers?
His hair?
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's
Megan
the
says
answer.
Eclipse it and Kenna says he eclipses it.
He eclipses it.
He
right.
eclipses.
Yeah, there you go.
Woo!
For our joke of the day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Master Pastor Yoda got it too. He clips it. You guys are smart. You guys are a smart bunch.
Yes.
There's no getting past you.
No, for sure. That's a good,
good
one. Eclipse it.
Otis says an auto car wash is how he clips his hair.
An auto car wash.
Yeah.
That works for me, too. They say you want a buff and a shine, and I was like, I don't need much help with that.
Hey, we got a new car wash in town.
Yeah.
And, man, it's pretty good. It's
Todd's?
Called Tad's.
Tad's
Place.
Tad's Place.
And it does pretty good here in Shelbyville. And also, in the same vein, but not the same thing, the Easter Bunny brought Baylor a great big squishmallow. If you don't know what a squishmallow is, those of you with that girl, chicken. His name is Todd the Chicken.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So
sometimes she hears this from the other room. She might even.
Yeah.
Where's Todd?
Candace says they're just south of Harrison, Arkansas.
Ah, okay. All right.
And so is there a lot of people there, sis? Is it kind of crazy? So right down in that area of totality in Harrison, Arkansas.
That's cool.
My niece, Sydney, has been asking to see the eclipse in totality for over a year. She is brilliant. She's an incredibly well-read young lady, and she's very interested in astronomical phenomena.
Mm.
And so she asked over a year ago if they could take the trip to see the total eclipse. I love that they're doing this as a
That's
family.
Cool.
I love that.
Well, and so Candace, are there a bunch of people in the area where you guys are right now? I mean,
yeah.
Like, are there cars everywhere?
Yeah. Are
or
you
did you guys
from
find a good spot?
Or like a parking lot? Or tell me the deets.
Yeah, maybe they found a good spot they could kind of get away from the group.
Randy, thanks for being with us. We love you and we bless you in Jesus'
name. Yes, buddy.
Yeah.
For sure. So anywhere from Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, part of Kentucky, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. And so, and I think Randy is probably north of New York.
I bet.
Yeah. And so I don't know, but he'll still be in a good swath of an area to be able to see.
Yeah.
Like they said, you know.
Exciting.
So, yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah, really cool.
All right.
So be sure if you do go out today, you go out with your glasses, some protective eyewear, the approved solar eyeglasses.
Get your eyeglasses, and I know a lot of places are sold out. Make sure that they have ISO on them for safety's sake. They should have instructions on the inside just to kind of give you a brief rundown of what you're doing with these. Don't look at the eclipse without protective eyewear. And if you're going to do what Lynn and so many others are doing, if you don't use the glasses, you know, use the postcard, hole in the postcard, hole in a shoebox trick. Google safe ways to observe the solar eclipse. Mm-hmm. We don't want anybody getting hurt. Yeah. Candace sent a video.
Oh, it's of one of the, what are those trucks? What are those trucks called? Here, check this out.
Wow.
Is that a Tesla or something?
Oh, that.
Is that a Tesla
look,
truck?
Look, it looks like some homemade
jobby.
Looks
like those, like something Reed Timmer would drive.
Wow, you know, the that's weather pretty watcher awesome.
Guy. Yep.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like an eclipse mobile.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
Candace says they're still on the highway, finding a spot. A long line of cars is moving slow on Highway 65. Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I'm so excited for you guys.
I can't move the video.
So oh, is it stuck on there?
Well, yeah, I'm something like that. I guess you're still on the screen down there in the corner.
Here I am.
Yes.
Well, there you are.
There you are.
I see you.
Yes.
Here we are.
Maybe I just do undo.
Maybe undo it. Oh, you're breaking stuff.
I am. It's breaking. Look at there. I know. I know it. Well, anyway. So.
Can we get that off?
Yeah, let's just go here.
Yay!
Yep.
We fixed
it. For sure.
Hey, guess what, you guys? It's been a blast being with you on Total Eclipse Day. Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. You know how much you encourage us by your presence, and I hope that we've encouraged you a little bit by the Word of God and the Spirit of God, by praying for you and just generally loving you so much.
That's right. You matter to God. You matter to us. That's why we come back here every week, so that we can just share a little bit more from the Word of God and just encouragement. Talk about all the stuff that's going on around your city, where you're at. And we hope you'll join us again next week, if not sooner, for another Monday Morning Motivation. There will be no eclipse next Monday, so we'll just have to think of something to, I don't know.
We almost did a Thursday Night Live last week, and so I wouldn't be surprised if you see a couple of new interactions with you besides Monday. I think we're kind of itching to spend more time with you, but let me tell you something. In the meantime, I hope you know the Lord Jesus Christ loves you so very much, and so do we. And I also want you to know that we hope you have an incredible day enjoying the eclipse, being with friends, family, and being intentional to talk and point to Jesus today.
That's right. And I was actually going to make a bad dad joke and say we'll have to find something that will eclipse this episode next week and maybe come up with something like that. Bless you guys. That's all for now. Be safe out there. If you're out in the traffic, like Candace said, on a 65, there's a long line of cars moving slow. So just be safe, guys.
Love you so much.
That's all for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning into the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. You can catch up on previous episodes, find links to our social pages, and drop us a line at our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv. Thanks for listening.